it's not everyone that has the luxury of a huge garden where they can put up a 100-foot tower and dipoles, a half-wave dipole for top band. Some of us, like myself, have only got about, 60 feet of garden. From the front of my property to the back is 100 feet, so I've got my doublet over the house. And about 15 feet each end, kind of dog-legged, so that's my doublet for 80 metres. It also works extremely well on 60 metres, 5 megs, 40 metres. Not so brilliant on the higher bands, but some people live in an apartment, a flat. They've got no outside garden, or if they have, they're not allowed to put up aerials. So loft aerials, attic aerials are the answer. Don't give up on amateur radio just because you can't get anything outside. A friend of mine used to have, was it a 9-element tonner for 2 metres? Cross 9-element, some huge thing. And he had it in his loft on a rotator. And he worked all over the place. Yes, there's some attenuation because of the roof tiles, obviously, especially when they're wet. But he worked all over the place with this thing. And of course, he didn't have to worry about the wind, the weather, the whole thing was dry and in the loft. So don't be put off, you know, amateur radio just because you can't get anything outside. VHF, UHF in the loft, for example, I've got a 10-element beam, 70 cems beam, aimed at the Isle of Wight repeater, GB3IW. 9+ signals both ways, perfect. I say both ways, I'm fully quietening into the repeater. I've got so-called flower pot antennas in the loft. They work extremely well. I've got one on 2 metres for our local repeater. I like to have different radios and different aerials so I can listen to everything at once. So I've got a flower pot antenna for 2. I've got an HB9 CV. What's that? That's 2 metres. That's aimed at some repeater or other. At my loft, as you'll see from the photos on this page, the attic is full of aerials. I've got DAB aerial up there, not that I use that much. I've got a 4-metre dipole in the loft, a vertical dipole, for local working. I've also got a 4-metre antenna out in the garden on a huge pole, but I've got a couple of 4-metre rigs here. One I use on the loft dipole for monitoring our local net frequency, and the other one is on the outside aerial monitoring the calling channel. So well covered on 4 metres. For our local, another 70 cems repeater, I've got a little dipole in the loft. That repeater's only 1/4 mile away, so that's perfect. So why don't you stick some aerials up in your loft and see what you can do? I'm Ray, G4NSJ, 73 for now.